The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
I'm going to toss the phone number and text line out for you real quick before we get started. 502-571-9970. So if you want to chime in via phone call or text, if you're not too busy, you can with group therapy. If, you know, you've got some sort of issue in your life and you just want the opinion or just, you know, a third opinion from some people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation, you come to us, you message us, and we'll toss it out to the crew. So this one says, from a listener, I've been seeing a fantastic man for a few months, and I couldn't be happier. I have an almost comically bad romantic history, and he is easily the kindest, most wonderful guy I've dated. The issue is my friends and family's reaction to him. He works at a moving company, and they think that dating him is beneath me. In parentheses, I'm a lawyer. I don't know what to say because I'm utterly shocked by their behavior. Several friends even send me updates on my ex's career news. He's also an attorney.
Wow.
They all know how big of a jerk he was and how poorly he treated me when we were dating. I'm not sure what my question is other than to ask, how do I get them to back off? And is this relationship doomed? If I can't convince my family or friends to even give him a chance, this just seems like too much work.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like she needs a new group of family and friends who are not going to just be happy for her that she's found someone that treats her well. It doesn't matter what a guy's job is if he treats her like crap.
Yeah. And you always hear the saying, you can choose your friends, you can't choose your family, so getting rid of your family is going to be a little bit more tough. But yeah,
they need to have like a real strong talking to her. Like, hey, do you guys not see that this guy's treating me 50 times better than I've ever been treated in the past, and it doesn't really matter what his job is? Amanda says, ma'am, you need to rethink your friendships. I was always raised to treat the janitor with as much respect as a CEO. If he treats you well and it's a good relationship, all the money in the world can't replace that. I'm older. I can tell you from experience, I'd rather be happy with a poor man than a miserable wealthy man.
Okay. Maybe money isn't everything. And Aaron on Facebook, honestly, I grew up in a family that thought I had to end up with someone who went to college and was in a lucrative field. My husband is a carpenter, never even considered going to college. My family adores him and thinks he's funny, and they're happy to see that he makes me happy. And I think they'll come around, but you just need to set boundaries with them. It's very toxic that they are overlooking how happy this person makes you and instead are informing you of your crappy ex. That needs to stop. Yeah, there's a lot. Like, if you dive in the comments already on Facebook, there's a lot of F them off. Like you need to,
you need to tell
your family and friends just to blank off, you know?
Everybody's on team boyfriend because he treats you well. That's really all that matters.
Yeah, and I think that's I think everybody is saying that, you know, it's the guy that makes you happy that's important here. But I guess, how do you get your friends and family to come around, or do you even try to fight that battle? So I'd be interested to know if there's anyone who's been in that situation where maybe the guy you're seeing now wasn't the family favorite, so to speak, when you first...
Yeah, was it like on paper, like perfect in the family's eyes?
Yeah, and now everything is great because of, you know, whatever you did, because that's what I think she needs to hear. 502-571-9970. I think a lot of people probably feel some sort of way about this listener of ours who is seeing a great guy. However, her family and friends don't think he's how did she describe it? Quote, he's beneath her.
She's a lawyer, yeah. And it works for a moving company.
Yeah.
And so her family just kind of keeps like updating her on her ex-boyfriend's career moves. He's also a lawyer.
Yeah.
They just, you know, keep waiting for her to, I guess, come to her senses. And there's so many people fired up about this. I mean, just about everybody is on team. You do you, baby boo.
And if you need like the support, I mean, because listen, the comment section can be rough. It's very raw. So when we will throw your, you know, situation out to our listeners and to our Facebook friends and texts and all that, it's very raw. But in this case, that this is a community of support for you.
It's supportive harshness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Emily said, oof, yeah, just wait until they need something moved. And then he's perfect for you. Anyone who doesn't care about your happiness isn't someone you want in your circle. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, do you think your boyfriend can help?
Nope.
Mary said, I'd tell him to go suck a peanut. And if they can't be respectful to the both of you, then you don't need them to be around. Also, highly disrespectful to discuss your ex-boyfriend at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Gia had a really good point.
Okay.
Who knows what this guy's future could bring? My husband was, as your family would say, beneath me when we started dating. I wasn't going to stop dating the best man in the entire world. I didn't care what he did for a job. He has seriously leveled up and now makes more than I do. If your family can't support that, then that's their problem, not yours.
I will say.
Oh, Stephanie. Yeah, go ahead. Came up with something really, really, really good. I would suggest telling them he's a relocation engineer.
Ah, yes, there you go. Just change. Well, I it may be a little too late now, as they know, but yes, just change. I mean, but seriously, like I mean, we've talked to listeners who are, you know, trash collectors, and they make some good bank, and it's like, you know,
absolutely.
Someone's got to do it, and so hey, if you're happy with it, it pays the bills and everything, then you know, you do you.
As long as he's got a job, yes, for sure. Now, Sandy texted and said, first of all, I've dealt with my ex's family treating me poorly, mm-hmm. and his family broke up our marriage.
Oh my gosh.
I came from a poor family. His family wanted him to be with someone in his class.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to stand her ground. The family will find any way possible to break them up. Money isn't everything.
Yeah.
End of rant.
Okay. I asked for listeners who may have had that experience to call in. Ashley, Alyssa, thank you so much for hanging on. I'll get to you here in just a sec, okay? Hang on. So her guy is a mover. He, according to her friends and family, is beneath her. She's an attorney when it comes to career, profession. And she's all like, you know what? Is this relationship doomed if I can't convince my family or friends to give them a chance? Seems like a lot of work, and I just want them to back off. And, like, how do I approach this?
That's a really tough one. We've had so many people say, you know what? You're the one that's dating him, not your family.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to stand up to them and say, listen, he makes me happy. And if you can't get on board with that, I'm going to have to distance myself from you.
Yeah. Brad just texts in and says, show your family the post on DJX. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a,
yep.
That's a way that
there's a lot of real honest comments that they could read.
Yep. Yep. They could. All right. Let's get to a couple calls here. First off, Crazy Joe, what do you think?
Okay. She needs to tell her family, look, quick, update me with my ex's activities because he didn't treat me right. Y'all know he didn't treat me right. So get them together, take them out for brunch, and then open them up. Let them have it in a restaurant. And then say, by the way, I'm not paying the bill. Y'all can holler. I'm out of here.
All right, Crazy
Joe. Leave them at the table.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hey, Ashley. So do you have any experience with this?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I met my husband when we were 18.
Yeah.
We dated for 8 years. We got married. This year is our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. When we first got together, my mom actually told my then boyfriend that he was not in her plan for me.
Ooh.
And that I was supposed to marry a doctor or a lawyer.
Mm.
So that I would be set for life.
Mm-hmm.
He works in kind of an erratic field. He's in film industry, so it's just whenever work comes, he's able to work for 2 or 3 weeks in a row, and then he's not. But he makes more money than I do.
Okay.
But because he didn't have a stable 9-to-5, he wasn't what my parents wanted for me. And so for years and years, they constantly told me maybe I should be looking somewhere else. Maybe I should just, you know, sow some more seeds. And they even said things of that nature to him as well.
So how did you get him on board?
Well, it wasn't until I had a baby.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So the moral of the story is sometimes you can't change people's opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you just have to do what makes you happy. I mean, he and I have a wonderful relationship. We have a wonderful marriage. We're very, very happy. We don't ever fight. And okay. I know that's crazy in today's times. But if you find that person that makes you happy and it makes you feel that way, sometimes you just worry about yourself and not everybody else.
Yeah. Ashley, thank you.
You are very welcome. You guys have a great day.
Hey, Alyssa. So do you have experience with this? And if you do, like, how did you get your friends and family on board?
So it's actually the opposite. I was not the fan favorite
for
my now husband's family.
Okay.
And it was just a really strange situation because, like, I was really successful, had a job, went to graduate school, and he had failed out of college, and they still did not like me. But now, like, he has a baby and a house and, like, this beautiful, perfect life. They got on board after our baby was born, so I don't know if that's not a really helpful answer, but, like, I guess just seeing the kid be successful in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we had to work on it with them.
Oh, wow. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so it's still a work in progress?
Yeah, and it's been a 10-year work in progress.
Oh, Alyssa, that's tough.
Yeah. So I think it started because we were, like, different religions, so
yeah.
That did not help at all.
Well, Alyssa, best of luck to you and your guy.
Thanks. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I know it's really kind of easy to say, you know, well, you know, forget your family and friends, doesn't matter what they say. But that can be a very significant stressor on a relationship. I have a friend who's, you know, her husband's family just really didn't approve of their marriage, and they haven't met, like, their daughter ever.
So I think,
and they've just kind of chosen to not be in their life, which is just heartbreaking.
If what I'm hearing is true, have a baby with them, and that'll change.
Listen,
everything.
I don't know if that's what we're saying. I don't think we, I mean, I think we just say have a baby; it'll fix everything.
No, I think in this case, listen to me really carefully. Have a baby. And that'll fix everything.
No, we only do that if we're ready to do that. I think let's just take one step at a time.
No.
Sounds like it's going well. Let's just have a talk with our family and friends. Say, hey, I'm in a healthy, happy relationship. Let's say yay for me.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
And be on board.
Yeah. So do that. And then I'd love to follow up with you, you know, later and see how that all worked out for you. So make sure. Hopefully, if, you know, you're listening, you get back to us on that. So if you want to chime in and you've got a comment, you can see everybody who has commented as well. @Ben and Kelly Show.